Board meeting to order, and the clerk would please call the roll.
Crowning. Crowning here, Larson.
Running a little late.
Okay, Maron.
Maron here.
Maron here, McCarville absent, Peters. Peters here, Peterson.
Peterson here.
Peterson here, Postler.
Postler here.
Postler here, Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here, Rose.
Rose here.
Rose here, Rylander.
Rylander here.
Rylander here, Smith.
Smith here.
Smith here, Udell absent, Veldren. Yeah. Veldren here, Wegleitner. Yeah. Wegleitner here, Wigand.
Here.
Wigand here, Welsh. Here. Welsh here, Yang. Yang. Andre. Andre here, Baruchuk. Here. Baruchuk here, Blazewicz. Blazewicz here, Betcher. Betcher here, Bollig.
Bollig here.
Bollig here, Brower.
Brower here.
Brower here, Chavla. Chavla here, Doolin. Here. Doolin here, Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here, Eicher. Yeah. Eicher here, Engelberger. Here. Engelberger here, Erickson. Erickson here, Freeze. Freeze here, Furman. Furman here, Glazer. Glazer here, Gray. Gray. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here, Jackson. Jackson absent. Kemp. Kemp. Oh, yep. Kemp, excuse. Sorry. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
Okay. Quorum being present, we shall move on next to our inspirational message tonight delivered by Supervisor Croning.
Hello, Chairman Miles, fellow supervisors. I'll try to be brief because I've had a kind of trying day today, and I think brevity will be inspirational, at least for me. So today I'd like to share something I heard a long time ago. It's called the two-minute prep, and this is kind of how to prep yourself for a meeting. It's got three simple steps. The first one is to assess where you are, and if you're feeling kind of down or whatever, you're kind of dwelling in the past, and if you're feeling kind of anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're calm and sort of at peace, that's where you want to be. That's the sweet spot. Number two is just to take a couple moments and take some breaths and sort of nudge yourself in the needed direction. And finally, number three is just tell your mind to stay in the sweet spot, at least until your work is done. So with that being said, I'd like you all to bring yourself into the present. And if you're willing, join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Croning. We're now on to special matters and announcements. Tonight we have 2025 Resolution 331 recognizing February 2026 as Youth Leadership Month, presented this evening by Supervisor Fry.
Whereas February recognizes Youth Leadership Month, a time to acknowledge and elevate the voices of today's developing future leaders. And whereas youth represent a significant and growing portion of the population and bring unique lived experiences, perspectives, and innovative ideas that are essential to addressing complex community challenges. And whereas today's youth are navigating an increasingly complex social, technological, and civic landscape, and are actively working towards a more just and equitable future by advocating for their mental health supports, community safety, social and emotional learning, and responsible uses of emerging technologies. And whereas findings from the 2021 Dane County Youth Assessment reveal that mental and emotional health challenges disproportionately affect marginalized youth, including girls, LGBTQ plus youth of color, and youth experiencing economic stress, and highlight the importance of centering youth voices in policy and systems design. And whereas youth voices must be heard in policy conversations, because even though youth do not have the right to vote in elections until the age of 18 in the state of Wisconsin, each policy enacted by their representatives will affect them. And whereas when youth are empowered to lead throughout their formative years, they develop a strong sense of identity and become engaged civic participants who take pride and ownership in their work and those that they lead. And whereas, according to Youth in Decision-Making, a study on the impacts of youth on adults and organizations conducted by the University of Wisconsin-Madison, authentic youth participation in decision-making improves organizational effectiveness and strengthens governance by increasing innovation, accountability, and responsiveness to community needs. And whereas, youth-adult partnerships in decision-making settings benefit not only youth, but also adults and institutions by enhancing adult understanding of youth perspectives, increasing adult commitment and effectiveness, and improving the overall quality of organizational decisions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes the Dane County Youth Governance Program, a program dedicated to developing youth leadership through direct participation in county government. The program provides real-life learning opportunities in local government, brings youth voices to community issues, and fosters confident, capable, and independent leaders for the next generation. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes February 2026 as Youth Leadership Month. Moved by Freeze.
Moved by Freeze, seconded by Supervisor Blazewicz. Any comments, or we can hand it over to Alan?
Yeah, I'll just make a few brief comments. I didn't grow up in Dane County, but I grew up a few hours north of here, and the city of Waupaca, which had a very similar program. It was Youth on Board is what they called it. And I served on that for 2 years on the Parks and Recreation Committee. And that really sparked my interest for getting involved. And I really attribute that experience to my decision to run for county board here. So it is true. I've voted in every election since then. I've really become a more engaged citizen because of those early experiences that were provided to me, particularly in this civic realm where you can represent people or make decisions on the county board or whatever board that may be. But to talk more of that, I think, oh, they're behind me. So we have Ellie Moya and some other people. Yeah.
We'll have Ava go first.
Okay, Ava can go first.
Hi, I'm Ava Keatsman. I am a youth on the Dane County Youth and Governance Program, and this has been one of the most meaningful experiences in my life because it has showed me that young people truly have the power to create change. Throughout this program, I've gained confidence in using my voice and learned how local government decisions directly impact our community. What's meant the most to me is working on our capstone project, knowing that our ideas make a difference, direct impact on youth across Dane County. Being a part of something that creates real change has helped me grow as a leader and has shown me that my voice and voices of other youth truly matter. Thank you.
You guys make me so happy when I get to hear from their perspective. Good evening, my name is Ellie Moya. I'm a postgraduate youth development educator with UW Extension. I coordinate the Dane County Youth Governance Program. Thank you to the Dane County Board of Supervisors for moving forward this resolution to recognize Youth Leadership Month and our program. This acknowledgement means a lot. Programs like YGP empower youth to lead, make decisions, and bring their ideas into life in local government. Over the years, in my role as a youth development educator, I've witnessed the dedication and the passion of the youth in Dane County. I've seen firsthand how meaningful it is for young people to directly engage in local government. YGP members not only serve as youth representatives on the county board, they also design and work on projects that address community issues. I've seen youth take initiative in creative and meaningful ways, from conducting research and delivering educational presentations to advocating for issues affecting their peers, to partnering with county departments and to collaborate on initiatives like the Sustainability Safari. Through these experiences, they build confidence, leadership skills, strong sense of responsibility while contributing their perspectives and lived experiences to decision making. The youth in Dane County are eager to learn, innovate, and make a difference, and YGP gives them a platform to do this. Beyond their own growth, YGP youth inspire and empower their peers, and this program has become a model for other youth leadership programs across the state. I invite you to continue investing in youth leadership and continue making space at the table. And I thank you so much for having us here today. Thank you.
Okay, so we're now on to announcements. Anyone with an announcement? Supervisor Engelberger.
Before announcements, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to say a little something about the youth governance program.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure. I've been involved in the program for the last 3 years. I've had a youth that I've been mentoring, different one each year. Last year we had three on our committee. This year we have two. And it's a great experience. I worked with Ellie. I've done some interviews with her when she interviews the students in July before the program. And it's a great program. So I would encourage all of my colleagues to get involved and do some mentoring. It's a great program. These kids are just unbelievably sharp, and you get a lot out of it. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Supervisor Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to announce that we will have, we're in the planning stages of having a committee of the whole meeting for us regarding the Alliant Energy Center, master plan. And in addition to, details about the Coliseum. However, we are planning two outreach or like town hall meetings, and I will try and get out some info on that, but they are Monday, March 2nd at 4:30, and that is at the Hub or the Black Business Center on South Park Street in Supervisor Veldren's district. And then the other one is Tuesday, March 10th at 4:30, and that is in the exhibition hall at the Alliant Energy Center, which is, of course, in my district, District 23. And they'll have a format of like different stations, and folks can go to hear about specific attributes in the plan and also the Coliseum. Also, I think a short presentation, but plenty of time for comments and just hearing more about the current status and learn about that. So please keep those dates in mind. Again, March 2nd and March 10th. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Downing, did you have something?
Yes, Chair Miles. Thanks. Say, during the leadership vote, my screen went black here, and so I neither saw nor heard the vote. Please count me as a yes there, and you may want to ask if it happened to anyone else.
Okay. Folks can put something in the chat if they had some technical difficulties, but I didn't see anybody's screens blanking out on our monitor here. So, okay, anyone else with an announcement? Okay, I have a quick one. All of you should have received an email from Information Management this morning. It would have been coming from the sender's help desk, explaining that they're migrating Outlook and other Microsoft tools to be cloud-based. And so as part of that, we'll need to use a two-factor authentication method to access our email. So that will be going into effect noon on Monday. So please review that email. And if you have any questions, check that tonight. Make sure you have the help desk phone number written down. So if Monday you can't get into your email, you can call help desk and get assistance. So, all right. That's all I have for announcements. So we're on to approval of payments. We have the bills over over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Veldren to approve. Any discussion or questions on the payments? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That motion carries. Payments are approved. On to approval of county board minutes. We have before us the meeting minutes of February 5th. There are motion. Moved by Erickson, seconded by Kroning. Any discussion, questions, any corrections to the meeting minutes? Hearing none. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed Supervisor Passler. I'll come back to that. Approval on the minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And just if there's no objection, I just want to jump back real quick to announcements. I'm sorry, Supervisor Passler, I somehow missed that in the chat. I saw Downing and I didn't see you. Go ahead, Supervisor.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the topic of youth participation, I did have some news to share on behalf of the Park Commission. Earlier this week, Dane County Parks received the Wisconsin Arborist Association's 2025 ISA Gold Leaf Award for Outstanding Arbor Day Activities. And that was for this last spring's Arbor Day event that was held at Indian Lake County Park in District 28. And that had 250 sixth grade students from Middleton Cross Plains School District who participated in a wide array of natural resource management hands-on activities. So great work for Dane County Parks team, and awesome to see us collecting some hardware and representing at an organization that does so much for forestry. So thank you and congratulations to the Dane County Parks team for that. And for those keeping score, I made a similar announcement last year. This is our second consecutive ISA Gold Leaf Award. So we're kind of taking home that hardware on a regular basis. So proud of our team. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Passler. And I'll get him back to regular course of the agenda. We approved the minutes. So we're on to consent calendar. We have two items. Is there any need to separate either of those items? Hearing no request for separation. What's before us is committee action. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That motion carries. On to reports on zoning petitions. Again, two items. Any need to separate either? Hearing no requests. All right. What is before us is Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Those petitions are approved. On to ordinances. We have a couple items here. The first one being 2025-0827, amending Chapter 6 and 15 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances requiring ethics training for the county board and county, this is wrong. I think it's supposed to be administrative county board. The title's different on the OA than what it is in the agenda and commissions. The action tonight on that was a recommendation of approval by the executive committee. So that is what is before us. Discussion, comments on OA 27. Supervisor Wegleitner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. This is a really simple, I think, improvement to our ordinances to just require that the county board hold an annual ethics training for its members prepared by Corporation Counsel, and also that boards, commissions, and subcommittees also annually conduct ethics trainings by July 1st. So it seemed to me that though ethics training has sort of been by maybe tradition, part of new board member orientation, there really wasn't anything in our rules that sort of required it on a regular basis, nor anything that provided the opportunity to all the folks serving on various boards, committees, and commissions. So this is a really simple ordinance. You can see there's not a lot of detail prescribed in the ordinance, but I have discussed it with Corp Counsel's office and county board staff about how we would suggest implementing it with some guidelines to the county board chair, as well as the chairs and staff of the board's committees and commissions. And some of those things include developing a training module with NeoGov, that is a new training sort of platform that could be easily utilized as part of a public meeting of the board or the committee, board, or commission. We also do think it's important that it not just be a passive sort of webinar experience, but that there is engagement and that there would be Corp Counsel staff present to answer questions and you know, discuss some hypotheticals and things like that. So anyways, I hope you will support this simple change to require the board and the board's committees and commissions to hold annual ethics training.
Any further discussion on OA-27? All right, and on the recommendation of approval, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. OA-27 is adopted. We're on to item 2, 2025, OA-28, amending Chapter 9 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances regarding filing date for a statement of economic interest by candidates. What is before us is Executive Committee recommendation of approval. We acted on that earlier this evening. Any discussion on OA-28? Hearing none, on the recommendation of approval, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That motion carries. OA-28 is adopted. On to resolutions. One item here, 2025 resolution 305, approving contract number 12,083D with election systems and software for ongoing hardware maintenance and support and software and firmware license maintenance and support services for election equipment. What is before us is Executive Committee recommendation for approval as amended. A discussion on resolution 305. Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries and the resolution is adopted. On to M, items requiring more than a simple majority. We have three items before us tonight. Are there any requests for separation? Right, hearing no request for separation, Supervisor Wigand would like to be recorded as voting no on M2. So outside of that, I'd like to have this recorded as having these items passed with the required more than a simple majority, if there's no objection. Okay, hearing no objection, will be so recorded, and those three items are adopted. That takes us on to any other businesses allowed by law. Otherwise, moved by Erickson to adjourn, seconded by Furman. On adjournment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all. Good night.